The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. Good morning.
And morning, Damon. Morning to all the listeners out there.
Richard, I would say I'm a self-professed Apple fanboy. I love my Apple products. I've got a MacBook. I've got an iPhone. I generally support the company, but I've seen something's been announced this morning that has rocked me to my very core. Richard?
It has, and I'm exactly the same way. I've got a MacBook Pro, I've got iPhones, iPads, I've got AirPod Pro, but there's an AirPod Max that's going to be released on December the 15th, over-the-ear headphones, produced by Apple. Let's go through. It's a breakthrough listening experience, Damon. as well, they've got adaptive EQ they use to adjust the sound to fit the ears, custom ear cushions, which you can swap, spatial audio on there as well. How much would you expect to pay for something like that,
Damon? Well, that was my first question, right? When I saw these over-ear headphones, I was like, how much have they priced them at? Not that I'm in the market for them, but maybe I was thinking $300 to $400.
$899 is a recommended retail price.
That is unbelievable. That is unbelievably expensive.
It is, and I for one will not be getting these at all. So I can't imagine. Yeah, and I'm sure the audio sounds great, but no.
It would bloody well want it for $900, Richard. You could buy so much tech for $900. It is such a staggering price. I cannot believe it. It's available in a number of colours. You could interchange the ear pads, but yikes. It would want to have some other bells and whistles to justify that.
You can swap the pads on the side if you want to, but you're still going to go and buy those as well if you want to change the colours over.
Yeah, no.
$899. Too much.
Not much has shocked me in our discussions this year. This is actually shocking. All right, I'll put that to the side. Let's talk about electronic prescriptions because, I think in our run-ins with the doctors, when we are getting prescribed medicines, I think that's a system that we can improve. So what is going on here?
So right now, if you go to the doctor, doctors are rolling this out now. My doctor rolled it out the other day. She was one of the first ones to go along and do this. That's why I thought I'd bring it up. You go in there and they'll say, you order your prescription from them or they just, however the terms are on there as well. And instead of writing it out like they normally will with their dreadful handwriting that most doctors have got, you send a text message to your phone and in that text message, when you open it up, is the details of your prescription with a QR code on there. You go to the chemist then. The chemist basically has got a little scanner, scans it all in, and it's all done for you.
Handy.
Which I think is really good. So, they're talking about it may reduce prescribing and dispensing errors, which I think is a good thing.
Yep.
It makes dispensing medicines more efficient for the chemist. The chemist was rapt that I was one of the first ones to go in there and get it as well because they'd only done a couple. It supports electronic medication charts in hospitals and aged care facilities as well. You need a smartphone. You really do. And before people start ringing up saying it's all about people's smartphones, I hate to say it is. It supports a digital health service such as telehealth. So if you were to phone into your doctor, they can just you don't have to go in and pick the thing up. They just message it to you straight away. I really like the idea of this for so many people out there in the community. And you don't lose those stupid prescriptions either.
Yeah, and particularly when you want repeats as well, I figure it'd be easy to track that. Sounds like a great system to me. I'd definitely be looking into that. Hey, a lot of the talk this week has been about QR codes. People, of course, using the SA Government COVID-19 app to scan in at a number of places. People worried about privacy. Some people not going on the official system and trying to get their own QR codes going. Can you explain the system to us?
Yeah, we can. Big cheerio to the Royal Adelaide Hospital. I thought they jumped the gun on there. So, poor people on there as well. Can I just say very quickly, if you're going into a place which has a QR code, if you've got the SA Gov app on your phone, it cuts the time down to seconds.
Yeah, but
basically,
so quick.
You walk in, It's so quick on there. The people that are holding the lines up are the ones that haven't downloaded that app. As I had to point out to a few people this week when they've been standing outside trying to, you know, put their name and phone number in and wait for the text message to come back. And, you know, don't do what I saw somebody do. Just run in, take a photo of the QR code and keep walking in the door. That's not how it works, people.
Yeah.
As well. But it was invented by a Japanese manufacturing company in 1994. And it works similar to barcodes, but a quicker to scan contains much more information. So a barcode only contains 20 characters. QR codes can contain 7,000 characters. So a lot more combinations. That's why they can roll them out in so many businesses all over, and it all goes back to the one place. So it reads data so much quicker. That's why it's called a QR code quick response. It started in Japan in the car industry as well. So as pieces of cars went past, high-speed cameras looked at the QR codes and were able to determine what part was going past. It became open standard, which means anybody could use QR codes in the year 2000. Nobody used them until Apple actually built the technology into their camera, which is like now we go up, we photograph it. It knows to open a Safari link or a Chrome link to make sure that we sign in at the time. And if you're on Android phone, you had to download a QR reader for your phone, but you don't have to do that anymore because everything's all built into the camera. So it really is the future. QR codes are not going away, people. Get used to them.
Okay, well, do you think there are true privacy concerns with businesses trying to take this on their own shoulders?
I think we've got to have trust in the society that we live in now, you know, for it. So, you know, we've got to have trust in the state government that our information will be deleted after 30 days, and I'm sure it will. But it, to me, it doesn't matter where you check into.
Okay.
You know, Damon, it really doesn't. To me, you know, yep, I was at the Havelock Hotel yesterday and checked in. I'll freely tell you that as well. But I think it's a set and forget sort of thing that if we do get outbreaks, we all need to go along and do this.
Last week, you brought back our Christmas tech gift ideas, and you've got more for us this morning.
We do. The Apple HomePod Mini, which is at a reasonably priced, people, $149. Great audio comes out of it. You can transmit the audio from your iPhone, your iPad to it. It's got enough sound to fill a room, unlike the mortgage payment on the AirPods Max,
Get six of them for the AirPods Max, Richard.
You can put them all the way throughout the house and still have change left over. The Facebook portal, which I still love, which is an Amazon Alexa device. All the links to these items are up on the website right now, by the way. So the Facebook portal, great camera, high-definition screen. It's something you would give to somebody when you want to talk to them on Facebook all the time. So I've got one sitting in my office now. Really good device. When it comes to fitness watches, the Apple Watch probably is king if you've got an Apple Watch or a Fitbit. For the Android people out there, the Samsung Watch is okay as well, but they're probably the only three that I would spend money buying.
Okay.
In the reasonably priced earbuds range, the Jabra range as well, J-A-B-R-A. Really like those. I've had a set for a while. Highly recommend them. Jabra earbuds. And remember, at Christmas time, Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
Really love Bluetooth speakers. They start as low as, I think, $39 for JBL ones. Ones I really like are the Logitech UE Booms. Because they're waterproof, and you know, Christmas time and water goes hand in hand. You don't want the sound to stop, so really like those as well. So just a few suggestions, but they're all up on the website.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is the place to check that out. Richard, for the last time next year, we'll catch you next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Damon.